power play came through again over the weekend. Just what have you seen, just as far as confidence? Is it kind of his pace, or?
I think entries are a big part of it. We're finding ways to get set up, trying different breakouts that seem to be giving us more chance to spend some time in zone. And guys are shooting. And we're just kind of, you know, not every opportunity we're traveling for the perfect play. I think we're, you know, getting pucks on net and converging, and I think it's a big part of it too.
Great. When you have a 4-on-3 power play like that, there's a lot of room out there. Is patience kind of job one right there? Just wait, try to be as patient as possible?
I think that's kind of what we were doing a little earlier on those 4-on-3s, is being too patient. So I think there's a fine line between looking for the perfect play and just being willing to shoot. And I think in Detroit there, where it's, we had the first 4-on-3 goal, I think we had 3 or 4 shots just on that 4-on-3. So I think we're trying to just get pucks on net and up too fancy.
What do you think was the key to that third period? You know, it seemed that, you know, you guys dictated the pace. You know, we were getting a lot of shots, and obviously the game-tying goal kind of seemed to give you guys a boost.
Yeah. Hard trip for them. Coming out of Wash, I believe, yesterday. First game for us back home, so we were excited. I think it was just playing with pace. I think our team's at our best when we have, you know, forwards are reloading above their guys in our DFA gaps, and I think throughout the game, that was pretty on. We're doing a pretty good job of that. But in the third, I think we started to need more, and that's kind of how we created that zone time, created a chance for ourselves.
You hold a really good team to 19 shots. It looked more like you were controlling the puck in your zone, cycling it through just to keep it down there. Was that the case?
Carolina's a team known for getting pucks on net. I thought our guys did a really good job of getting sticks on pucks, blocking shots. And you know what? I think we did a good job of just getting out of our zone tonight. We didn't spend a whole lot of time in there. There was a few shifts where they had some things rolling, but for the most part, we did a pretty good job breaking out and probably some more on that.
Obviously, it was a tough stretch on the road trip there, but you think that game in Detroit, that win, the way you guys won it, maybe there's a sense of, not say relief there, but in terms of who's you
yeah,
guys
yeah, no, definitely some weight off the shoulders. You know, you don't, no team likes to go through, you know, bad stretches and, you know, to play a game where not a lot of opportunities both ways, and you know, to squeak out a win in overtime, and you know, I think it took a load off our guys a little bit. Then we go to the island. I thought we played a pretty good game there, and then you know, come here, and I thought tonight was one of our better games of the year. So it's good to see, and hopefully we'll get back home.
What's it like playing? Go ahead.
It seems like you're building on these wins, but on that same line, losing to these guys the way you did about a week ago, does that make this win that much sweeter?
Yeah, we've had our struggles against these guys. I think that's they won the 2 and we've won the 1 in overtime. So they're a really good team. They don't give up much, but it's good to get a good win against a really good team. So we're looking about it.
What's the dynamic playing with Kucherov and Stamkos there? I know you don't play a lot together, 5-on-5.
Right. Yeah. Well, obviously, 2 extremely good players. They see the ice really well. They can both skate. They can both rip the puck. And, you know, Stammer's so good, and Kucherov's so good at finding quiet ice and getting, you know, pucks to even good spots. So it's a real treat to play with those two guys, and, you know, I like our game tonight.
Good. Thank you.